Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Napoleon Hill Institute training. Our topic today is transforming negativity into positivity, utilizing a mechanism I created called the Cancel, Clear, Connect mechanism in order to transform energy. Energy is transformable, and it transforms into our meaning and desires, our divine direction. Money is an energy, and your choice to transform it into a divisive conflict between your heirs or maybe transform it into good deeds is all up to you and the meaning that you give that energy. We live in a world that constantly competes for our attention. By the way, if anybody would like the exercises or guide today, the training guide or my book, just email me. I will be happy to give you the exercises and guide from today, david@dmeltzer.com. But this competition is growing. Bad news, critical comments, fake news, interference, and self-doubt flood our minds before we even had our first sip of coffee in the morning. If we allow this negativity to go unchecked, that noise drains our connection, our co-manding, our co-creativity. It hijacks our decision-making process. It lowers our ability to prioritize what's important. It clouds or interferes with our higher self. It lowers our very vibration that can attract the relationships that we love and that will love on us, the resources that we love and will love on us, the revenue that we love and that will love on us, that we're working so hard to co-create. The purpose of this guide, which again, just email me, I'll get it to you, is very simple. Giving you a repeatable system to flip the switch from the reaction of negativity to the intention of positivity in a manner of minutes and moments. Cancel, clear, connect is that system. You'll learn how to intercept limiting thoughts and interference before they accelerate, aggregate, compound, spiral, and reset your own nervous system so that you can respond in a positive way instead of reacting and allowing this realignment with gratitude and purpose to fuel your peak performance. Whether you're closing a deal, leading a team, or just trying to show up better for your family, these five lessons will turn your mindset into a muscle memory through the behaviors that aggregate, accelerate, and compound in a definiteness of purpose so that positivity, the light, the love, and the lessons isn't a mood that you chase, but a habit that you embody. Remember, you can always control your first thought, but you can own the second. And that choice changes everything. Let's dive in and start choosing power, purpose, and possibility on commandment, not demandment. The first lesson in this transformation is that we have to create foundations in a mindset shift. Negativity is an unseen tax. It's an emotional expense that drains, interferes with the co-creativity, the commandments, and the execution of those. Choosing your second thought determines your vibration, your frequency, which is directly relative to your awareness. Your awareness elevated allows things to be easy because not only does it recognize the diseasy, it also recognizes the tranquility, the simplicity, the humility in the human experience. And therefore, it will also create better results. So many times, representative fixates on yesterday's lost deals and they walk into today's deals defeated. They're missing three opportunities without even knowing it or more. This awareness through the foundation and the mindset shift of negativity as an unseen tax and interference and its own detour, awareness will precede the change that's necessary in order to effectuate the acceleration, aggregation, and compounding that you are looking for. You must notice that the thought before you cancel, clear, or connect it. We need to elevate our awareness to what we need to cancel, clear, and connect. We need to run a 24-hour negativity audit, not just when we're awake, but even when we're sleeping, and utilize our ability to analyze and to identify the limiting, interfering thoughts, beliefs, feelings, words, and actions that we take. We can calculate the actual lost time or the interference in a direction of where we want to be or better, or even how revenue is tied to this lost time through the emotional expense, the negativity, the unseen tax that is tied to each and every spiral created by the second thought. Set an intention, a definiteness of purpose to replace one reoccurring negative thought with an empowering alternative that is impactful and indicating a better place to be and a better situation to be in. When we set this foundation of analysis, of awareness, in a mindset shift of, I am, what am I doing to interfere with it? Looking at the unseen tax, the emotional expense that's created on our second thought. We have the power of the third thought. We have the power of the first thought. But so many people forget that we have a choice of what our second thought would be, determinative upon the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious mind, dependent upon what we're doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, in the humility that we have no power to know what other people think of us or what they think of anything. And they have no power to know or think what we think. And therefore, this awareness is necessary to precede the change in which we want to be. Do a negativity audit. Understand the foundations and the mindset shift that's necessary in order to make the right thoughts and second thoughts, to make the right change and utilize our time, not in emotional expense, not in acceleration, aggregation, and compounding in an alternative direction, but in a divine direction. These divine detours through Cancel, Clear, Connect can put us to a divine time in a divine place better than we even imagined. The second lesson of after we create this foundation or mindset shift is understanding canceling. Canceling is interrupting the negative loops that we created in the conscious level. Understanding that at a conscious level, we have a cellular memory that lasts for about 24 hours. It actually does last 24 hours. It's a conscious memory that needs repetition, and it's behavioral based. And so if we have the correct behaviors, we're going to then communicate through the cellular memory, the conscious memory that we have, and start inputting it into the subconscious memory. And what we want to do is see what behaviors are aligned with where we want to be or better and reinforce those. And we want to cancel the behaviors of what we do say, think, feel, and believe. We want to cancel those at a conscious level that are interfering with where we want to be or better. That's how we distinguish good behavior and bad behavior. Good behavior is aligned with where you want to be or better. Bad behavior is that which interferes with it. And so at a conscious level, if we say something that we don't want, think, believe, missing, shortages, voids, obstacles, negative thoughts, words, beliefs, feelings, or actions, we actually just want to interrupt it. We want to say out loud or to ourselves, cancel. So when someone tells me I'm going to miss my plane, I immediately yell out, cancel. When you tell me that you're going to fail a test, I say, cancel. When you tell me you're going to have a bad shot, I say cancel. When I hear I'm not ready for this pitch, I say cancel. I'm not prepared and capable. I've done the work. If we start utilizing this foundation and this mindset shift of understanding at a conscious level, what am I doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing that is not aligned, that is interfering with where I want to be or better, and getting into the practice of either out loud or internally canceling it, we stop or interrupt the negative loop. And we cancel out the chance that it's reinforcing a subconscious, repetitive belief, words, thoughts, feelings, etc. Canceling is choosing reality on your terms, your ideas, your choices, rather than letting fear and the reaction of the second thought, the reaction to fear, to script it for you. So many people are moving in a path, a repetitive path, an infinite loop of what they don't want, what's missing, or other people want for them. And when they get into the trajectory of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing according to what's missing, they end up what's missing, unless, of course, consciously, you cancel it. Live life on your terms. Make the choices and the second choices your terms. Notice the thoughts, the words, the beliefs, the feelings. Notice them. Go ahead and name it. And say, cancel aloud or internally every time. Find the clues, the patterns, and what your negative loops are consciously that are feeding into the subconscious mind that is repetitive and 80% negative. You can visualize the cancel. Anytime that you think of something negative, put a big red X over it. Strike it out. Say in your mind, cancel. This is not going to be my behavioral loop. This is not going to empower me in the wrong direction. Now you can replace the concise opposite with the truth. I am going to make the plane. I am going to have a perfect pitch. I am going to make this shot. Track it. Look for those clues and patterns and make different choices and checking choices that are prioritized and aligned with where you want to be or better, that will create the behaviors consciously to go into the cellular memory each and every increment of 24 hours of certainty that you have every day, except for the last day of your life, you'll be cheated. We need to cancel out the negativity. We need to do it when we say something negative, think something negative, do something negative, believe something negative, feel something negative. Cancel, 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 cancel. Internally, externally, visually, it doesn't matter. We do not want to reinforce the negativity. We want to transform that through cancel at a conscious level into positivity, into the behaviors that are aligned in the divine direction, the divine detours, and the divine time. The next is to clear. We need to reset and realign all of the negativity that we've inherited that sits in the intermediate memory of the subconscious mind. We have about 10,000 new thoughts, words, feelings, and beliefs every day, and we want to cancel out the negative ones because they're reinforcing the 80,000 or so thoughts that are repetitive in your subconscious mind for the majority of your day. When you're not consciously doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing, your subconscious is reinforcing it. And on average, most people are 80% negative words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings in their subconscious. Cancel will kill the weeds. Clear will remove the roots. And then connect will shift the energy and plant the seeds under trees that we may never sit under. Through our subconscious mind, we can regulate the energy in motion and the purposeful energy that we're transforming into positivity. If you look at when you receive some harsh news, an email, a phone call, a text, a DM, there's many different exercises in order to facilitate the clearing of the subconscious mind. I always look to the necessities of what God has told us is most important to live. Number one is breathing. If you don't breathe, you die. If you don't eat, you die. If you don't drink, you die. If you don't sleep, you die. If you don't move, you die. And so great leaders, when receiving negativity, they will have breathing exercises. They will be well recovered and access information through their sleep and food and hydration and movement. They can actually visualize the negativity while in these different practices, the necessity of life practices of washing away, of clearing the repetitive, intermediate, reinforced words, thoughts, beliefs, feelings, and actions. We can clear our mind by simply saying clear and visualizing it, washing away and replacing it with the second thought of different things we're grateful for, and allow ourselves to find the gratitude and the service, which are frequency accelerators to convert the tranquility, humility, the calm into the productive momentum that's necessary. Clear your subconscious mind. when you are killing the weeds at a conscious level and you just can't get rid of that thought, and your normal logic and analysis is telling you, let it go. And then you wake up in the morning and you're still telling yourself, let it go. And it's not letting go. It's a key indicator that it's in your subconscious mind. And when those thoughts are repetitive and negative, you need to clear them. Take a breath. Make sure that you're rested, ready, and able, positive and productive in its essence of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing. Reignite the subconscious. Replace the negativity with positivity. Utilizing the clear mechanism will allow you to stop the reinforcement of the genetic and energetic inheritance that creates your quantum being, your code, your DNA. Because when we inherit genetically and energetically different behaviors, addictive behaviors, negative words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings that are included in our actual DNA, our conscious, unconscious competency, I should call it, your unconscious competency. We have an epigenetic layer that activates the genetic and energetic inheritances that we have. And that layer is activated by the subconscious. And so if we can transform the subconscious into more positive conscious in subconscious words, thoughts, beliefs, feelings, we can activate our genetic and energetic power, the unconscious competency, the higher vibration and frequency, our higher self aligned with our divine, with that divine purpose and divine time. Now, as we practice killing the weeds at a conscious level and cancel out the negative actions, words, thoughts, beliefs, and feelings, and as we reinforce the positivity in our subconscious mind so that 80% of our repetitive thoughts, words, beliefs, and feelings are positive, and then start activating greater genetic and energetic inheritance aligned with the behaviors that we want in the divine direction, we start to realize that we've been carrying for generations, maybe lifetimes, if you believe in that, like I do, we've been carrying some serious negative energy. And we need to learn that not only does cancel, kill the weeds and clear, remove the roots, but connect will plant the seeds under trees that we may never send our. It plants the new seeds of abundance of this idea of the infinite information and energy that is guiding us, protecting us, loving us, and perfecting us. So as we learn to cancel the conscious, clear the subconscious, we must now move to the quantum side of things, the unconscious competencies, the genetic, the energetic inheritance that truly drives our behaviors and our existence and the divine. To recognize what needs to be connected in the cancel, clear, connect mechanism, these are the things that just won't go away. We call them serious traumas. You may have PTSD. You may have been abused. You may not even know why you have such a great anxiety, fear, worry, anger, frustration towards something because it's genetically and energetically inherited. But when you have something that won't go away, when you have a negative energy surrounding you, maybe it's your energy towards money. You don't have an energy to receive. You don't feel worthy. Maybe you have anger issues or frustration, anxiety issues, depression, or worry. Maybe you have addictions that are genetically and energetically inherited. We want to continue canceling. We want to continue clearing. But we want to practice connecting to that all infinite, more than enough of everything that loves, protects, promotes, and perfects you, to all the energy and information that's necessary to shift your quantum being, to activate your quantum positivity. How do we do that? Well, picture in your mind your biggest and greatest traumas and fears and anger and frustration. Picture it. Is it a person, a place, a thing, an event? Whatever it may be, picture it in your mind. Close your eyes. Get alienated from everyone else because they may think you are extremely crazy for doing this, but it works. Close your eyes, breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. And I want you to look at that person that's hurt you or that event or that situation that's hurt you that you're most angry at, frustrated, guilty, resentful, separate, inferior, superior, whatever it may be. And as hard as it may be with your eyes closed in your mind's eye, I want you to find the light in that person, place, thing, or event. And as you find that light, I want you to cover the picture of that in your mind's eye with all that light. And then when you have that covered in your mind's eye, I want you to think about the true love, the truth in your life, a family member or members, an event, a situation that holds the highest frequency, the highest light, the 528, the love. And I want you to take the light from the most horrific, negative, traumatic picture in your head, and I want you to put it over into one big circle of light, which is what you love the most, the highest frequency. And then when you have one big ball of light that contains what is most traumatic and interfering to you and the great source of love and truth in your life, in one ball of light, I want you, with your eyes closed, to picture in your mind's eye that big ball of light that's merging, commanding both of those dichotomies. And I want you to cover yourself. So now I want you to picture you inside of that ball of light with what bugs you the most and has the most traumatic interference with what you love the most in you. And I want you to hold that light over you until you feel your energy shift, until you feel ease, not dis-ease. And if you do this every day, if you utilize the connect to plant the new seeds of abundance in your life, seeds that are going to be planted under trees that you may never sit under, but with the faith of the infinite, the more and most powerful that protects, promotes, loves, and perfects you, you will activate that inside of your unconscious competency. You will accelerate, aggregate, and compound exponentially towards where you want to be or better. Cancel out this conscious. Clear the subconscious, but connect to the unconscious, the infinite, the more than enough. Connect morning and night. Utilize the energy and the genetic inheritance in your positivity and your divine direction. Create affirmations of I am and figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Do, say, think, feel, and believe the positivity, the light, the love, and the lessons consciously, subconsciously, and unconsciously. And as we practice the methodology in a new mindset and foundation that allows us to, in a conscious continuum, expand, accelerate, and grow in a divine direction, making those detours divine and allowing for divine time to reveal the evidence that's necessary to confirm your faith. Faith determinative upon when there's no evidence or the evidence is contrary to where you want to be, to getting to where you want to be or better. Utilizing the wisdom and the technique of cancel, clear, connect in order to effectuate habit stacking and high pressure application of applying our why, not searching for it. The fourth lesson of stacking our behaviors in alignment with where we want to be and identifying good and bad, good being in a divine direction where we want to be or better, bad being interfering with it and utilizing it in a time constraint of urgency, of high pressure application, of applying our why, not searching for it, not procrastinating, not feeling overwhelmed, but utilizing the clarity, the balance, the focus, the harmony in order to prioritize what's important to us in that divine direction. So many techniques fail if they rely on our memory. Triggers and routines must cue our behavior, which is why the cancel, clear, connect is so essential to creating the new second choice in your life. Under urgency and stress, we tend to feel overwhelmed, interfere with, or exaggerate the actions by taking no action, which is called procrastination. And the speed of which the cancel, clear, connect can recover beats in an error-free performance mechanism because it shifts the paradigm, the mindset, the foundation to I am, not this is what I want people to think I am. It shifts the foundation to I am applying my why, not searching for it. What am I doing to interfere with it? What second choices am I making in my life that are causing me to accelerate in the wrong direction or interfere with the right direction? We can create alerts for ourselves, calendar alerts. We can create alerts of behaviors and mechanisms. And in a period of linear time, the Cancel Clear Connect can be utilized before I get into a high stakes opportunity, meeting, interaction of relativity. When we enter a room with tranquility, which is the combination of humanity and the tranquility is humanity and tranquility equals the calmness, the decisive humility that's necessary. When we do that, we enter a room in a different mindset. So many times people don't realize that if they're carrying consciously interference or subconsciously interference, or they are worse genetically and energetically entering a room in the wrong energy, that it can impact people because they love to think they know what you think. I'll give you an example. I walked into a family function and my energy was off. I was doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing in interference. And the second choices I were making were negative. And when I walked into the room, I saw my nephew, who thinks far too highly of me and normally gets super excited when he sees me. Instead, he looked right through me. My mom, before she passed, was in the room, and her back was to me and didn't feel me enter the room or no indication. I felt off. And instead of continuing into the room of highly relative people to me, in which I wanted to enjoy the experience with, I went back outside. I canceled the negative thoughts and words and beliefs and feelings. I cleared them as well. And I utilized Connect to shift my energy. And when I walked back into the room, not only did my nephew get excited and run up to me and hug me, but my mom turned around and felt me enter the room with a huge smile on her face. So many times we get into business meetings and people misinterpret because they love to think they know what we think. And although we may be in an interfering energy because of a argument with somebody or a situation that has nothing to do with the purpose of our interaction, we misinterpret it because we love to think we know what people think. Forgiveness lies in our ability to forgive other people for thinking they know what we think, or us thinking we know what they think. The final lesson in the Cancel Clear Connect, the transforming negativity to positivity, is the importance, which is applicable to the Napoleon Hill Institute, on coaching, accountability, and integration sprints. We must teach the Cancel Clear Connect because it multiplies the impact and locks in your own behavioral mastery towards your subject matter, topic, or expertise. In the consistent execution that converts as a tool into a reflex, a second thought reflex that allows us to shorten the distance of resistance in the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies that cause us to react in a negative way. So many managers train their teams on this mechanism of canceling, clearing, and connecting. They cut the follow-ups that are missed by over 20% and the amount of tough calls that are dissipated and dissolved into easy, not diseasy, simply by canceling, clearing, and connecting before they make those calls, before they go to a meeting, before they enter the room. It is not just what you teach, but you will learn twice what you teach. Sharing the language boosts our resilience and creates a collective consciousness in the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious competencies that we all hold in an individual nature. We can draft different teach backs of Cancel Clear Connect for our colleagues, our families, our organizations. We can establish actual metrics visible in the recovery time and our vibration analysis or score to celebrate what we do. Quantify via time and numerical evaluation of our vibration in order to effectuate improvement by shortening the distance of resistance and elevating our vibration as it is ascertained or applicable to certain people, places, things, and ideas that may cause you to cancel, clear, connect. Utilize integration as a challenge to integrate the canceling, the clearing, and connecting in order to effectuate the acknowledgement and awareness of what we carry with us in our behavioral habits. Let us help other people by bringing the best out of them and holding them accountable in the aspect of learning. Accountability will give you and your teams control when the purpose of accountability is to ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from this? How am I accountable by being responsible? What am I supposed to learn from it? What am I doing to attract this to myself? What am I supposed to learn from it? What am I doing to participate in the perception of it? And what am I supposed to learn from it? All integrated through the cancel, clear, connect mechanism in order to effectuate better behaviors, alignment, acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effects. Cancel what limits me, clear what depletes me, and connect to that which elevates me so I can execute today and thrive tomorrow. I'm going to repeat that. In the aspect of transforming negativity to positivity, we need to cancel what limits us, the meaning of our past, our own self-image, clear what depletes me, the negative repetitive thoughts that I've inherited through the conscious, and finally connect to that which elevates me, my faith and wisdom of something bigger than me with an infinite amount of energy and infinite amount of information so that I am executing today and thriving for tomorrow. Utilizing the cancel, clear, connect will turn the technique into reflex and the reflex into results. Mastery isn't just memorizing the steps. It's recollecting, reminding, and rememorizing it. It's executing them in an automatic way when life will test you. As you know, the higher the level, the greater the devil. Over the last five lessons that we've talked about within the context of Cancel, Clear, Connect, we have discovered how to notice the emotional expense, the silent tax that negativity places and interferes with our potential in your energy and your harmony, clarity, focus. Canceling limited thoughts, clearing emotional residues, and connecting to the light, the love, and the lessons, the gratitude, service, and purpose to elevate your awareness through your vibration or frequency that embedded itself into the behavioral practices of that which the triggers, the habit stacking, and the teach back components all will help and assist you with. Now comes the real work, the consistent application of clear, connect, cancel, clear, and connect. Utilize an integration sprint, track your recovery time, celebrate the micro wins, teach the framework to somebody else, empower others to be happy, to know I am happy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Every time you cancel, clear, and connect, you reinforce the neural pathways of resilience and opportunity and faith. As a final reminder, every obstacle is a detour in the divine direction. If you choose to cancel the doubt, clear the residue, and connect to your higher self, I promise you, you will make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. We need to commit to the practice. We need to watch the universe and the coincidences conspire in your divine direction, transforming detours to the divinity that they were placed there for, with no evidence or evidence contrary to where you want to be, and allow for divine time. For your next level of impact, abundance, and fulfillment will start through the very next thing that you do, say, think, feel, and believe that you choose. Your first thought you own, the second one you choose. Let's choose how to cancel, clear, connect negativity into positivity. This has been the Napoleon Hill Institute training. The weekly training, I will make available the guides, the exercises in my books on this for free. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. This is the Transforming Negativity into Positivity training. Learn how to cancel, clear, connect to live in abundance. I want to thank the Napoleon Hill Institute for the honor of being the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute and providing more ways to empower others to be happy. Thank you for joining me once again. David@dmeltzer.com. Look forward to seeing you.